AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Corteva stands 2.3% from its high as agricultural inputs bread sinks. The seed and crop chemical stock has separated from a weak basic materials cohort, but the latest week brought a pause, below average volume, and a still negative activity pressure read. Research brief. Corteva closed at $85.68 for the week ended 10 July, just 2.3% below its 52-week high after a 12.5% four-week advance. The weekly trend signal remains active, and relative strength is positive, but market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is still negative at negative 0.16, and volume ran at only 0.8 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. CTVA slipped 0.1% on the week, but remains up 12.5% over 4 weeks and 25.4% over 26 weeks. 2. The stock is 11.0% above its weekly trend line at $77.17 and 39.6% above ShareMaestro fair value at $61.36. 3. Corteva ranks first in U.S. agricultural inputs on both 4-week and 12-week returns, while industry trend, market dynamics, and relative strength breadth are each only 25.0%. 4. Participation is the main gap in the evidence, with latest volume of 15.4 million shares versus a 13-week average of 18.2 million and a 52-week average of 19.8 million. Near high price action, but the latest week cooled. Corteva's weekly close of $85.68 leaves the stock high in its one-year range at 92.7%, only 2.3% below the 52-week high of $87.69. The latest weekly move was marginally negative at negative 0.1%, but that pause follows a sharp 4-week gain of 12.5% and a 26-week return of 25.4%, keeping the broader advance intact. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 21-week active streak and 32 active weeks across the past 52. Price is 11.0% above the weekly trend line at $77.17, which preserves a constructive regime, although the 39.6% premium to fair value at $61.36 means the stock is carrying a valuation gap that leaves less room for disappointment. Sector context makes Corteva's relative position stand out. The sector backdrop is poor. U.S. basic materials averaged a negative 2.8% weekly return, a negative 7.6% 4-week return, and a negative 10.7% 12-week return, with only 38.0% of constituents showing active trend signals. Breadth is similarly thin across market dynamics and relative strength at 35.0% and 31.0%, respectively. Within U.S. agricultural inputs, the divergence is even clearer. The industry averaged negative 1.1% for the week, negative 2.6% over 4 weeks, and negative 9.7% over 12 weeks. And 39.0% of constituents had active trend signals. That's the full article, spoken naturally and clearly. While breadth readings for trend, market dynamics, and relative strength sit at just 25.0%, Corteva ranks first in the group on both 4-week and 12-week performance, ahead of CF Industries' 6.8% 4-week gain and Scotts Miracle-Gro's 6.2% advance, even though CF had the stronger latest week at 5.8%. Momentum is positive. Market dynamics are not fully aligned. The momentum stack remains favorable across most timeframes. 4W at 12.5%, 12W at 6.9%, 26W at 25.4%, and 52W at 17.6%. Relative strength is positive at 5.50 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, supporting the case that Corteva is acting better than much of its sector. The weaker evidence sits in activity pressure. The latest read is negative 0.16, classified as negative, and the signal state shows no fresh buy from market dynamics. That does not cancel the active trend backdrop, but it changes the quality of the setup from clean momentum to a more balanced read. The expectancy gauge is also undecided at 54.84%, reinforcing that confirmation is still incomplete. Volume and risk frame the next test. Participation did not confirm the latest high-range close. Volume was 15.4 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average of 18.2 million, and 0.8 times the 52-week average of 19.8 million. The stronger participation came during the late June lift, when volume reached 26.4 million on 19 June, and 24.8 million on 26 June, alongside gains of 3.2% and 5.1%. Risk metrics are contained rather than benign. 13-week weekly volatility is 2.6%, slightly below the 52-week base of 2.8%, and the one-year up-down split is positive at 29 advancing weeks versus 23 declining weeks. Average gain and loss weeks are closely matched at 2.4% and negative 2.3%, while three recent reversal markers and the negative activity pressure read keep exhaustion risk on the watch list. The next evidence to monitor is whether price can hold above the trend line while either challenging $87.69 on heavier volume or losing momentum back into the high end of the range. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.